Hello and welcome back to TNR UK Impacted episode 112. We're getting further and further along, boys. Coming to you live via the Total Nonstop Impact Network on YouTube and Twitch. If you listen on the go, then we're also available on SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. I am your host, Bison, and today I am joined by the one and only Joker, and of course, the man we simply call Steve. Hey boys, how are we doing?
We're good, thank you. How are you?
Yes, my friend, I'm pretty good today. Looking forward to this one. We've got some cool stuff to talk about today. So very excited to get going with this. What about yourself, Steve? How are you, my friend?
Yeah, we're doing well, thanks, bud. All good your end?
Well, it's a bit cold.
Bit cold.
I ain't going to lie, mate. I ain't going to lie. I'm in the Mandalorian cave, and I have to say that it's a bit chilly.
It feels like winter.
It definitely feels like winter. I was thinking putting the hood up, you know, getting the zip right up, you know, to last the show. You never know. But it's definitely a bit colder here today. But listen, guys, what a show. What a show we've got lined up today. We've got some great stuff to talk about, including multi-year signings, and we've got last week's show to talk about. We've got people being shanked. I mean, we've got one hell of a show going on here. Can I just say a quick hello to people that have joined us from the start in the chat? Hey. We've got Terrence in the house. We've got Anthony in the house. We have got Anna in the house, or Violet.
Yeah, we might have to pop over if it's that warm over there, Terrence.
Yeah, bloody hell, Christ. Yeah. Bonus babies in the house. So we've got a few of the legendary TNI tribe in the house tonight. Mira's joined us. Zach Bonifer's in the house. Unbelievable. Ooh. Absolutely unbelievable. We've got everybody in the house. We're all impacted tonight. We're going to have a great, great show. We're going to have a great show today. Now, guys, just make sure. Nice. I like it. Anyway, make sure if you're new to the channel and you like what you see so far, then consider smashing that subscribe button and giving us a thumbs up. Very important, those thumbs up. In fact, if you're our great, fantastic TNI tribers right now, hit that thumbs up right now. Do it right now as we're speaking. And if you would like to show your appreciation with the odd super sticker, that would of course be very much appreciated. Of course, it all helps provide you guys with as much content each week as we possibly can from all of us now. I mean, let's face it, we've got you know, new shows on the TNI network right now. You know, we've got We Talk Indies, you know, that, yes, you know, headed up by the beautiful Ashley Rowe. She's headed that one up. She's got her friend Jameis on there, and I've forgotten the other, is it Queen of the Indies? She's on there as well.
Yeah,
an absolute, you know, fantastic show. Make sure you go and check that one out. Of course, we've got the fantastic interviews. I did another interview last night. I'm going to let you guys know a bit more about that one next week. But we've got we've got loads of interviews on the show. Of course, we've got the flagship Thursday night review show. Guys, you know, loads of content, absolutely loads of content. So if you want to throw us some super stickers, you want to show your appreciation for all the hard work that we put in here, we very much appreciate it. Now, guys, let's get stuck in to the news, rumors, and of course, the Impact recap of the week. We need to get some sort of jingle for that, don't we? Like, dun-da-da-da. We need to come up with a jingle every time we do news, rumours, and Impact recap of the week. Yeah. Cha-ching. Yeah. I don't know.
Let us know if you've got any ideas.
We need something for that, I reckon. We definitely need to. Just quick say hello. John Masada's in the house, so good to see you, John. Right, okay. We don't like leaving anybody out. Bonkers has arrived as well. I don't like leaving anybody out. But sometimes I miss you sort of creeping in there. But anyway, don't forget to leave your leave all your comments. Let us know what you think about any of the stuff we're talking about tonight. Remember, without you guys, you know, this show wouldn't be as good as it is. So we need you guys to get involved. Just let us know what you think about any of the things that we're talking about tonight. And I've seen a few things thrown up in the chat already. We will get to it.
Without you guys, it'd be like the time I first took over production when Steve was away, and me and Bison were just talking to an empty room for about 15 minutes. And we don't want that again.
Yeah, that was funny. That was funny. We were like, what's going on? And then we looked at the chat and everyone's like, where are they? They've not started. And we're chatting. We're like, what are you talking about? Anyway, doesn't matter. It's all good. Now, guys, it's official for Hard to Kill. Jordan Grace will face Mickey James title versus career. Hardcore Country! Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yes, the great Mickey James will be going to Hardcore Country! Da-da-da-da. Come on, this is not Joe Hendry, all right? This is not Joe Hendry. He's not doing it. Look at that. See, he's supposed to bring Joe Hendry up every time I mention Joe Hendry.
I believe in Joe Hendry.
Yeah, baby. Right, okay. So, anyway, that was a practice run. Let's see if we can do it. Let's see if we can get it right all the way through the show. Right, okay. So,
it's right down the other end of the list.
Yeah, it's right down the bottom. He's got to scroll forever to find it.
Exactly. So, guys, Mickey James, the great Mickey James, going to be facing Jordan Grace, going to be career versus title. What a fantastic match I think this is going to be. It's a little bit earlier than I was expecting. I thought that we might get to at least Rebellion. I thought we might get to at least Rebellion before this happened. I actually thought, and I was honestly hoping, Slammiversary, because there's still a lot of great matchups that she could have along the way.
I was hoping to see Mickey James versus Masha Slamovich along the way. That would have been the one I would have put before Jordan Grace.
There is just so many opportunities for so many great talents out there to have come in and have had a one-off match or whatever. Loads of opportunities for that. We could have seen some great matches from people that, you know, down the road. I mean, like you say, we've seen Hyun face her.
Yeah.
Which was cool. She came in, you know, different, you know, wrestlers like that just pop it. Like, we could have seen Ashley Vega versus Mickey James on Impact. Yeah. That would have been amazing. Just, yeah, even if it was just a one-off, it would have been amazing to see that. As we all know, Ashley is a massive Mickey James fan, loved her like all her life and aspires to be like her. That would have been an amazing story. It would have been an amazing match. But, you know, well, who knows? There still could be another couple of matches leading into Hard to Kill. We don't know yet, do we? But we've got it. Title versus career. Mickey James versus Jordan Grace. I'm for it. I'm down with it. I think it's going to be a great match. I just think it's a real shame that will be the last time we see Mickey James in the ring. There, I've done it. I've said it. I predicted it.
Yeah.
You know, what are your guys' thoughts?
Yeah, like you say, it's one of those matches where it is title versus career, and you like at a pay-per-view like this, it's a hell of a match to go for. As Bonus Baby said, there is that small possibility that Mickey does win and it does continue on until Slammiversary, and then that is maybe when they take it forth.
Maybe Masha takes her on at Slammiversary.
But you know, if Jordan does end the career of Mickey James, who better right now?
Yeah, yeah. Well, without doubt. I mean, she's the top of the tree, isn't she, when it comes to the knockouts division right now. The only thing is, for me, is if she loses to Mickey James, it's going to have to be a hell of a match, because, you know, the last two matches that she's had, or last three or four matches she's had, have been absolute bangers.
I wouldn't be surprised if this main event's the whole pay-per-view.
It does feel like it needs to be a main event, doesn't it?
Especially if Mickey James is gonna lose. I wouldn't be surprised if this headlines the entire event after Josh Alexander versus Bully Ray.
I'd be very surprised if it headlines based on how they're pushing Bully Ray right now.
Yeah.
I mean, the main posters, it's all about Bully being Bully, isn't it?
Yeah.
This big bad Bully. So, but, you know, it's literally, without doubt, probably the match underneath that match.
Oh, definitely. It's going to be the main event regardless. So,
it'll be a co-main event, I'm sure. But yeah, I think this is going to be a great match. I'm looking forward to it.
I don't agree with that, Bonkers, because to me that completely devalues the belt. And, you know, what's the point of Mickey winning if she's then just going to leave the belt in the ring?
Yeah, it then goes to Rumble. I'm not sure if that's going to happen, Bonkers. But that seems a bit of an odd one.
Yes.
But either way, I think it's going to be a good match. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's amazing that Mickey chose to finish her in-ring career with Impact Wrestling. I think that's amazing if that's when it happens. But I'm intrigued. I'm interested to see whether, you know, maybe Mickey does take the belt off Jordan and we do get maybe we get Masha take it off her, you know, at Rebellion or something, or like say at Slammiversary possibly. And then we get a renewed feud between Masha and Jordan. I don't know. I think there's a lot going on there. Quick hello to Paul Nelson. Hello, a buddy from all the way over there from Hawaii. How cool is that? We got our friend Paul in from Hawaii checking us out today. Great to see you, bud. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot of moving parts. Where are we going to go with it? You know, I'd be surprised, though, if Jordan loses. I don't know. It just seems strange that she would lose to Mickey after the three or four absolute badass matches she's had recently. I don't know. I'm not sure. But anyway, we also have had some fantastic stuff coming across from Japan, where Ace Austin and Bay the Bullet Club boys have taken the lead in the Super Junior Tag League with 12 points. I think that's 6 wins and 2 losses. So I think they lost today. But they really are looking great with the latest win. We've got a win over Kushida and Kevin Knight is their latest win. Not sure who it was they faced today. Who's it they faced today, Joe?
I've lost. No idea. I only know that they've lost their most recent match, and Chris
just
Bay
popped
was
up, not, didn't it?
Yeah, it just popped up on Twitter. Chris Bay was not happy, but yeah. I've been meaning to rewatch the match they've got on Impact Plus yesterday against Kushida, because that I had that on in the background while I was doing the script, doing the whole production for this.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah.
I never got around to watching that again, but from what I heard,
it's been a bangorama.
It has been a bangorama. That's definitely what you've heard, is it? That it's been a bangorama.
Yeah. listening to the commentary in the background and trying to figure out my very limited Japanese, but and Ace Austin and Chris Bay have been on fire. I've been on fire in Japan. So 2 losses in they've been there about 6 weeks now, I think, 4 or 5 weeks at least.
Yeah. So I mean, they've 8 matches in total. They've got 6 wins and 2 losses. They've got a total of 12 points. I think they're doing amazing, to be honest.
And they've had singles matches in between.
Yes, they have. Yeah.
Chris Bay's been on fire.
Look who's in the house. Mr. J Bone is in the house. Mr. Smash His Podcast is with us today. And Trent's arrived as well. Yeah, the boss is in the house. And of course, Ray UK is joining us as well, which is great to see. We're going to get to Eric in a bit, my friend. We're going
to
get
to EY
in a bit. Just bear with us. We've got so much stuff to talk about. But when we get to it, we're going to have it's going to take a little while to dissect this one and get through it, but we're definitely going to get into that one. Now, just in time for the holidays, Impact have just released the perfect gift for the Impact fan in your life. They've got the holiday special sale going on. Happy Xmas Impact shirts, Bobby Roode, Wrestle Buddy, a signed X-by-10, of course, by Josh Alexander, plus 3 trading cards for $50. $50. It's a steal. It's a deal. It's a deal of the fucking century, mate. Get it on your plate. That's what you want. Get it on there. $50. $50. A t-shirt alone is like $20. Is it? It's about $100 worth of stuff there for $50. Great. Perfect present for the fan or the impact fan in your life. Get it down. Now, the partnership between Impact and I think it's called DAZN. I think that's what they call it, D-A-Z-N, DAZN, seems to be in full swing with lots of social media posts promoting Impact from DAZN. And I think it just goes to show the, you know, the partnership, how these partnerships work. It's not just, you know, they've signed a deal, you know, to show their stuff on their channel. It's the partnership in promotion as well. So it's great to see that going on. You know, like I said before, you know, they've got a partnership with New Japan Pro Wrestling. You see them promoting Impact. You see Impact promoting New Japan. And now we're starting to see it happen with, you know, distribution deals as well. So, you know,
please allow me to express a heartfelt congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I hand on heart, buddy. Hand on heart. I get you. I feel you. So, yeah, but it's great. It's great news to see that sort of stuff going on. You know, certainly since they released the information on the deal,
the internet's been on fire about it all week.
Absolutely, it should work.
Exactly, and I think it's working really, really well at the moment. So let's hope they keep that up, and they continue this promotion, and we start to see the viewership increase. We get some new people watching the show, which would be fantastic. So yeah, I think it's going to be a great. Let's hope that this relationship, this partnership, lasts longer than Trent's marriage. That's for sure. Now, the big news that came out today: John Skyler has signed a multi-year deal with Impact Wrestling. Now, you know, maybe not the biggest name on the planet, but it's good to see the Impact are now starting to sign these multi-year deals again. They, you know, obviously recently we saw Tasha Steelz has signed a multi-year deal. And I think almost now we're starting to get these new signings like every week or every couple of weeks. You seem to be seeing it. The one I want to see is Deanna. I got to say it. That's the one I want to see announced. I think she's had an extension at the moment, which is obviously allowing her to work into 2023, certainly January time. I also know I did notice she was promoting the Windsor tapings, which I believe are in March as well, which is interesting. So, but like I said, I think obviously she's clearly doing an extension at the moment, and they're in negotiations to, you know, finalize this, finalize that, whatever. But either way, I'm a Skyler man. I'm glad to see John's sign, and hopefully we'll get to see a little bit more of him in the coming weeks, or certainly in 2023. He was on doing an interview today and explaining why he was signing. And yeah, we're all down for that, mate. We're all down with that. Skyler Club for life.
Yeah.
I'm down with it. So it's all good to see. And maybe this time we might see him win a few matches. That'd be quite nice. But yeah, good news. Good news. We're seeing people getting signed. That's the main thing. Multi-year deals, that's what we want to see. So if you want us to get invested in these guys, we need to know they're going to be around.
And this is a great, you know, we great need to know they're well. Going to be around. Love him or hate him, he can connect with the crowd.
Yes, exactly. He gets the crowd going. And like I say, there's a lot of people in the chat here saying, you know, yay Skyler, fantastic news. You know, Courtney, look, she's in love with the fact that John Skyler, you know, I think it's great for everybody. Great to see you, Courtney, by the way. Lovely to see you. So great signing. Hopefully we'll get to see a lot more of that, a lot more multi-year deals coming in the coming months, because I think that'll make a massive difference moving forward for the promotion. I'm down with that, Taruso. I totally get what you're saying. I really do. Great to see Ashley's in the house. Ashley Rose has just arrived, so great to see you. She's here.
I am the fucking greatest.
She is the fucking greatest when it comes to, you know, We Talk Indies. Remember, we talked about it earlier, guys. Go and check out We Talk Indies. It's the latest edition of the TNI Network. Worth checking that out. Great show. So, guys, now this is something I've not massively watched. So, Throwback Throwdown 3 was, you know, as expected, an 80s extravaganza featuring talents such as DJ Too Large, Rapid Delivery Pete, Bill Ding, and of course Jack Hammer. We have Monsieur Baguette, which I thought was a great character. Plus the fabulous ladies, Georgia Cobb, Lady Bird Johnson, Tory Nailbiter, I thought was fantastic. Courtney Rust taking on that character, I thought was brilliant. And my favourites was the Auto Bodies, Rusty Transmission and Smoky Muffler. Lots of fun, some great characters. And actually, there was some pretty cool in-ring.
You guys swing?
Swinger was on the show as himself, as Tommy Dreamer. That young upstart Tommy Dreamer was on the show as well. I don't know whether you guys watched this. You know, I enjoyed it. I thought, you know, I didn't actually get to watch all of it. So, but I enjoyed the way they set the story up. You know, we had the, you know, the promotion versus promotion thing going on. I thought it was good. It worked for me.
Who booked this?
I enjoyed what I saw. I just didn't get a chance to see all of it, unfortunately. I will try and catch up with the rest of it. But I'll tell you who did watch it all. I'll tell you who did. And, of course, that is the mighty Joe. Joe watched the whole thing. Give us a rundown, Joe. Give us a rundown.
I watched it on Sunday, so my memory's a bit hazy. It was highly entertaining. The whole storyline behind the whole rivalry where Josh Matthews basically sold off his entire share of the company to the rival... So, to the biggest rival out there. So, it's all hit or miss for Josh. It was just so... the night was great. It was, the only thing missing from it was Diana Perazzo and Steve Macklin, because I loved the two characters they put across when they were in the beforehand. But Miss Monsieur Baguette was... the guy that Dina played, it was so hard to keep a straight face throughout the entire match because... I was pissing myself laughing when Mike Bailey started talking. Even when I paused and messaged you guys, I was laughing for about 20 minutes afterwards before I even managed to continue watching because I just had to keep stopping because I was laughing so much throughout that. But Building and Jackhammer were fantastic. And of course,
Andrew Everett was playing Jackhammer, which was cool.
Can't take away anything from ODB and Mickey James versus Volcanic Activity.
Bam! You cannot beat ODB playing
Bam!
ODB. As, I forgot what it was though. What was it? Smoky Muffler. Smoky Muffler, that's right. Smoky Muffler. Bam! ODB being...
Bam!
Is it Smoky Muffler being ODB? I don't know, which is it?
I'm not sure which. I can't remember which one is which, but
it was just so good. It was just so good.
Yeah, it was brilliant. You know, I enjoyed a lot of the stuff that I saw. Yeah, that would be funny, Smoky Muffler. That would be funny. But yeah, no, it was what I saw. I enjoyed it. I've enjoyed doing the throwback throwdowns in the past. I will try and get to watch the rest of it. I just haven't got around to it yet. But it was a good show.
It was.
It's one of the few times this year that we'll see Eddie Edwards play a face character. And it'll be one of the few times for a long, very long time Eddie Edwards will play face.
Yeah, definitely.
I do hope we see Andrew Everett back on Impact on a more regular basis. And,
I do.
You know, I get the feeling like we'll see him in bits here and there. And then at point, he will be back in a more regular capacity.
Andrew Everett's one of the guys that kept me watching Impact Wrestling in 2016, along with Jesse Goddard, Eddie Edwards, and the guys like that. So if he comes back, I'm going to mark it like bloody crazy.
The Skywalker.
He's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, he was a fantastic wrestler. Fantastic. And of course, you know, at the end of the day, he is, you know, Courtney Rush's partner. So, you know, I think it just so happened when he came in, he was sort of kind of in the right place at the right time, and he managed to get a couple of matches, and then he sort of managed to get a couple more, and who knows, maybe he'll come back, maybe we'll have him back a bit more. Be nice to see Andrew Everett multi-year deal. Be really cool. Now guys, this past week's Impact kicked off with Bully Ray coming to the ring to sound off and inform the world he did exactly what he said he would do: stand across the ring, shake Josh's hand and tell him when he was coming for him. And I'd say he did. That's exactly what he did. There's no doubt about it. But I'll tell you what, that crowd was absolutely on fire. They currently absolutely hate Bully Ray. So if you want to see how good and how to work a room, how to work a crowd, Bully Ray is your man. And he's been saying it for some time when he's not around. Been saying for some time, there's not many real true heels in the business anymore. And I think that dude is showing the world how to be a heel again. I think he's doing a great job. I just can't believe how far he's gone with this whole heel character now. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy. What did you think of the initial promo, Steve?
The promo itself, like you said, was really well done. And like you say, he is a heat magnet. I think it also added the fact that Josh wasn't there. I think if Josh would have just walked out and faced him and said, you know, what you done the other week, you know, didn't matter because I'm still here to face you. The fact that he obviously said, well, Josh needs to take time off because of what I've done, you know, that added the effect, I think, as well. So I think they done this whole segment.
I think
really
it added
well.
A lot to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's added a hell of a lot to it. But Bully Ray has to be the most hated man in Impact right now. Not only by, you know, by the talent, by the, by the fans, everything. Absolutely hate him. And I know Anna, for instance, is scared stiff. She doesn't like him at all. Yes. He's a very scary character. And it looks like Ashley wasn't very keen either. He is a scary dude when he gets going. There is no doubt about that. He definitely is. Of course, as it panned out, Rich Swann, of course, had heard enough and came out to start the match that we had advertised, Bully versus Rich Swann, which ended in a DQ win for Rich as Bully attacked Rich in true Bully fashion with a steel chair. And, of course, that ended the show. We get Tom Dreamer coming out. Bully turns on him a little bit. Then we get, of course...
You're nothing but a selfish prick!
True. And then, of course, we get Scott DeMore coming to the ring. And my God, he's slapped. This is the second time that we've seen Scott very unhappy with the actions of Bully Ray right now. We've seen shoes coming off. We've seen, we've seen jackets. We've seen shirts being opened. He's not a happy man right now, is he? He's not a happy man.
Well, good job, Scott. Good job.
We saw it at IPWF, didn't we? Maybe we'll get Scott versus Bully at some point.
Yeah, I could see that. I'm down with that.
Scott was in the ring. Yeah. Scott was in the ring, so maybe we're going to get the coach back in the ring at some point.
Who knows? I mean, maybe that's what this is all about. You know, I mean, let's face it. You know, Scott tearing his shirt, showing us his six-pack. You know, we got to face facts here. You know, Scott DeMore is one hell of a badass. So, you know, he's making sure he's not happy. He's not happy at all.
One thing I did like when Bully came out, though, is he brought both parts of the trophy. That did make me smile.
The way Bully worked the whole crowd was amazing. And the match with Rich Swann was brutal. It's in itself. But the aftermath, I was thinking, I could see everything that happened at Overdrive is still like, fuck, did that actually happen?
And I know. It's insane.
It's brilliant, and then then to see him then questioning Tommy Dreamer, you know, you sticking up for him rather than after everything we've been through.
Yeah,
Palmer's thinking, oh, Mr. High and Mighty, here we go. Yeah.
So it was absolutely crazy.
He worked the audience everywhere, even people like me who have very little concept of every reality and kayfabe and all that sort of shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because even though you know it's all, you know, it's all kind of for show, it's still like, wow. I mean, Anna absolutely hates Bully Ray, which is interesting. She says it's a turn off for her, but then that just goes to show Bully's doing exactly what he's supposed to be doing. You know, he's being a true heel that he is. You've got Scott being the hero. When it comes to the match at Hard to Kill, obviously Bully is going to be, you know, booed like nothing you've seen before. And of course, Josh is going to be cheered like the hero he is. Going to be amazing. Yeah. And of course, I'm pretty sure he's going to have Scott DeMore in his corner, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I hope so.
I'd be surprised if Scott wasn't there. Rather than have Jade at ringside or in the crowd up there, Scott will be out there instead.
Exactly. But a bonus baby, you're right. I mean, he was threatening kids. He was staring down kids and all sorts of stuff.
That kid
funny.
Gave him a hell of a lot. That was
he was. He was like literally giving it back, giving him evils, wasn't he? Which is brilliant. I'm not sure the kid knew what to do, but he was definitely going for it, which was great. But yeah, hell of a promo to kick off Impact. So we then got to see a very cool and well put together promo from Trey Miguel, where at the end he sprays the X Division title with his TM logo in, obviously, the green spray paint. Interesting stuff. I think that, you know, obviously we're getting a nice heel turn here from Trey Miguel. I noticed this week he's just being billed as Trey as opposed to Trey Miguel. I mean, what were your thoughts on this? You know, spraying the X Division title with green paint, of all things.
Originally, I thought it was a poke towards the fact that obviously he beat Decay. The fact that he then sprayed it kind of green and that. But yeah, it's interesting to see where they now go with it.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I mean, like I said, this is definitely a heel turn. And interestingly enough, I've got a few ideas. What do you think, Joe?
Trey's been Mr. Nice Guy now for about 2 years. And it got to the point where I've had the X Division title. It's gone. Everything I've tried, it just doesn't work. So he just blew his top, basically. And he's done one of the best heel turns of the year and one of the best heel turns since Cody Dina. It was so unexpected and out of the blue. And we knew a heel turn was coming. We just didn't know when it was going to happen and how it's going to happen. And Trey Miguel's gelled into it so quickly already. He's even calling out Impact Wrestling for not using his full name on the card now on Twitter. So he's keeping the character going along on Twitter, which is brilliant as well. And yeah. he just doesn't give a shit what people are saying about him at the moment. You know, he's...
Yeah, no, he doesn't care. And like I said, I think this is a way that they're going to potentially bring the Rascals in. I have a funny feeling that Trey is going to bring in Myron Reed and Zachary Wentz as his you know, to watch his back.
Yeah,
but we're going to get a heel version of the Rascals rather than the previous incarnation of them. I think that would be cool. I think a heel version of the Rascals would be very fresh as well. Yes. Yeah, I think it would be. I really believe that this is what this is going to lead to in 2023. I'd love to see Myron Reed and Zachary Wentz come back up Trey. I think it would be. I think that would be very, very cool.
They won't have a trio set up again.
No, they won't have a trio.
They'll have a den.
You know, they'll have a den.
Yeah,
yeah, baby. They'll have something. They'll have a clubhouse. They'll have a clubhouse like Sons of Anarchy, mate. That's what they'll have. Anyway, yes. Oh god. No. Anyway, we are then treated to Moose versus Brupinder Gujjar match, which ended with Moose getting the 1-2-3 after he avoided a gargoyle spear from Gujjar and then hit a spear of his own. It was an interesting match. It went on a lot longer than I was expecting. But I was a bit worried because I thought this is going to be a squash match here for Moose. But actually, it wasn't. I thought it was a really good match. And it could have gone either way. There was a couple of, you know, attempted pins from Bhupinder as well as Moose. So I thought it was a good one. But what we then got after the match was interesting because we then got a Bully Ray style promo from Moose.
Yes.
It was almost kind of mimicking... what we had at the beginning of the show. It was almost like a, you know, like an Easter egg type thing, you know, which obviously led to him saying his name.
I believe in Joe Hendry.
Of course, Joe Hendry then comes to the ring with his DMC title. Of course, he's always going to appear because at the end of the day, he was about to say his name.
I believe in Joe Hendry.
Okay, so he then comes out to the ring, and of course we then get, you know, we get a bit of a two and throw. He's obviously feeling that Moose is after his DMC championship. That's what he's thinking is going on here, and that's why he sort of was about to call his name.
Oh, he twisted the words now.
Oh my god, Good Lord. Anyway, so, which then obviously led to him and Moose and Joe Hendry. Joe, you're really slow.
I believe.
I'm being.
Anyway, right, so.
I believe in Joe Hendry.
Anyway, which then obviously
stopped and started like the connection. Yeah,
which then led to Gujar Leyamusai with his signature gargoyle spear, which we all love. And you know, that was pretty much the end. And then, you know, that was it. We were all there. You know, we were all giving it this. It's all about Joe Hendry. It's all about Joe Hendry.
Mm.
I believe in Joe Hendry.
Anyway, that was a fun segment. So, all good. So that's how that one all ends. We then go backstage to Gia Miller interviewing Mike Bailey, who takes, who obviously, you know, states it's not, he, sorry, who states he is not allowing Kenny, K-I-N-G, King, to get in his way of his goals. I'm not sure, to be honest, on this from Bailey. He still, I don't know, he still needs some guidance on his promo work. He didn't even look at the camera at all as
I
well.
I thought we were friends.
Sorry, Mike. I'm not feeling it, mate. You're fantastic in the ring, but you need some work on your promos. I'm not feeling it in the moment. So, however, like we were discussing earlier, when he was Senior Baguette on the LPD, he was very good. So I just don't know. I'm not sure what he's trying to portray, you know, as his character on Impact.
More mellow version of Matt Sydal.
Matt Sydal is bloody mellow as hell. That I know. Can get even more mellow than that. But I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm not sure. Can I just say quick hello to Sports Capital, who's joined us today? Great.
Welcome along,
see
bro.
You, my friend. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, when he was on the IPWF as Monsieur Baguette, he was playing the heel character, weren't he? So it was kind of completely changing his persona. Whereas sort of like here, he's kind of like the sort of the goody two shoes kind of character. So it's maybe just finding a different persona that he needs to play to bring out a different character in him.
I don't know. I just he needs to do something. And
Kenny King is going to bring something out of him. That's for sure.
You really hope so, because obviously different characters will bring different different characters out of who you're working with. And
yeah,
you know, Kenny King is one of the most personified wrestlers out there. So if Kenny King can't bring it out of Speedball, then at the moment on the roster, I don't know who will.
Yeah, definitely.
But in the ring, you can't complain.
No. Zach, come on, buddy. Come on. We're doing all right. It ain't that bad. It ain't that bad, mate. Come on. Anyway, we're doing our best. I thought we were friends, mate. I thought we were friends. But anyway, we then get Steve Macklin faces off with Frankie Kazarian, you know, which was one hell of a match. And, you know, as we come to expect from Macklin, a hard hitting. And, of course, TNA legend Kaz, as we know, Kaz gets, you know, ends up getting the win by DQ. After the action spills to the outside and Macklin decides he's going to use a steel chair. You know, steel chairs don't bode well for wrestling matches. It was something like that. I bet Anna was doing that when she saw that going on. Bit strange, that one. But I guess it's a way of sort of kind of like, I don't know, having Steve Macklin not lose to Kaz, but lose.
It just shows he's pissed, and he's taken out everyone who's jumped ahead of him. So I wouldn't be surprised if someone else that Josh Alexander has already beaten for the World title comes along, just to have Steve Macklin take them out, just to like keep making a statement. So if like Kushida comes back, on a whim, and Steve Macklin just takes him and saying, "Look, I beat this guy. Josh Alexander on the beat too, one way or another."
Maybe
if it means put them in a bag and pile them up again. then so be it. Yeah. But Josh Alexander are going to come head to head February Rebellion at latest.
I think so. Yeah, I think that's going to happen at Rebellion, but we'll have to wait and see. But we're all big fans of Steve Maclin. We want to see this dude go all the way. So, you know, they're building him. You know, at the end of the day, they are building his story. It's brewing in the background.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So it's a nice, slow build that's been going since about April. It's been...
Yeah,
it's been
exactly.
Really, really... That's when they announced that he was going to get a build, was around about April, and it's been building up like that perfectly.
Yeah, totally, totally. I don't know what you mean by that, Mir, but never mind.
The thing with Maclin's, though, is he's got a reason to complain, because he's doing all he can, and people, you know, like, for example, Bully Ray Kazarian have been put in front of him for no reason, really, whereas Maclin has been winning all of his matches and still hasn't had a title shot. So they're the best kind of heels are ones that have a reason behind them.
Yeah. I mean, either way, at the end of the day, whoever faces Josh has to be a heel, because Josh is a face. So no matter what happens, they have to be a heel. It is a shame Josh is a face, though, because obviously normally the best champions are heels. That's what they say. But we'll have to see. Eventually, one of these bad boys are going to have to take him out. So, you know, he can't be the champion forever.
Longest reigning world champion soon, if not already.
He soon will be.
I think it's a shame that Hard to Kill is when it is, because I think it's 2 days short of Rude's reign.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. Yeah. Definitely. Now, guys, we then saw a very interesting interaction between Tasha and Savannah backstage, or is it Samantha? I'm not sure. But backstage, where Savannah implied they lost their tag title match because of Tasha. This is to set up, obviously, Savannah versus Taya this week on Impact. But are we now really starting to see those cracks? I mean, we've been talking about this for several weeks now, probably over a month, that we want to see Savannah break away from Tasha Steelz, haven't we? And you know, become the true cannibal she is. Do you think we are now starting to see a real crack being formed here between Savannah and Tasha? What do you think, Joe?
Well, if anyone's going to break them apart, it's going to be Tasha Steelz's ego. Tasha Steelz broke Kiera Hogan and herself apart when they were together because ego got in the way and she was really pushing it. And now she's doing the same as Savannah Evans. And I can see it happening. I can see, like, Savannah Evans either getting one over or just falling short against Taya Valkyrie this week. And either way, Tasha Steelz blowing out of proportion or rubbing it in Savannah Evans' face, depending on which way it goes, and that's just going to snap, you know, because she's thrown her to Masha Samovich and left her on her own. She's thrown her to Jordan Grace and left her on her own. And I think you know, there's been so many times where she eliminated Savannah Evans in the Call Your Shot Gauntlet as well. Yep. So there's so many times.
Yeah, there's so many times. There's been so many times where Tasha's tried to sort of kind of like, well, you know, you're my underling kind of thing, isn't it? You're to do my bidding, and you definitely won't be going over me kind of attitude.
Despite being over a foot taller, and you can just look down, and she'll be down there somewhere.
Yes, definitely. And I agree, Anna. I think a feud between Tasha and Savannah is on its way, and Courtney obviously agrees that the cracks are starting to show in their relationship. But then we literally head straight over to Eddie talking to Gia Miller now, where he suggests that he's done with the past and now he's just focused on the future. But then we get Delirious facing up to Eddie. So maybe the past isn't done yet. Not quite yet. This should be good.
Yeah.
I do like Delirious. I think he's great. Talking about Delirious, did we talk about this last week? I can't remember whether we did or not. But there was a promo with him and Yuya Uemura that popped up on Facebook, where Delirious was just talking gibberish.
Yeah.
I thought it was brilliant. It was like it's my favorite. That was one of my favorite sort of kind of like social media promo things that they put out for a long time. I thought it was hilarious. I enjoyed that. But it was really good.
Uemura's reaction was basically,
look at this dumbass.
Yeah, he was. He literally was that. He literally was that. That's interesting. So are we now going to get... Well, I think we're pretty certain that we're going to get a feud now with Delirious and Eddie. Probably we'll get that this week. Not everything's been put out there yet, but I got a funny feeling that might happen this week. So we then get Heath and Rhino were discussing offering the...
Oh, baby!
We're offering the Guns a shot at the tag titles. But of course, you know, while they're having this discussion, all Rhino wants to do is basically rip their fucking faces off and give them a gore. And Heath, he loves that guy.
I love this guy.
Yeah. He loves that guy. I thought this was a classic. Classic old school style promo. I really liked it. Did you like it?
I love this match.
I thought, for me, I thought it was the way that Alex Shelley at the end was just kind of like, "What the fuck?"
Everyone was just like, "Well, okay, is this
okay?" I guess we'll just go this way.
It's not often that Shelley is speechless.
No, exactly. He was just absolutely speechless. I thought it was a great promo. Did you like it, Joe?
I couldn't keep a straight face. It was sitting there, and then the way he finishes off, I love this guy. As if Ryan is not like blown his top and scared the shit out of everybody else, or everyone thinks he's completely snapped or anything like that. You know, it's like it was just like. It's like me watching the dogs do something and everyone's like, what the fuck are you doing that for?
Yeah, totally. It's just like, whoa, that's a bit much.
Yeah,
it's fun. It's fun. It's interesting. I think Anna's just pointed out there, Delirious and Yuya, you are more a tag team, could be interesting.
I'd love to see that too.
Yeah, I think it would be interesting, definitely. But, you know, who knows? We just have to wait and see. Maybe we'll get a little bit more of that in the future. But yeah, who knows? Now, we were then treated to the main event of Deanna Purrazzo versus Mickey James in the last rodeo match. Were we going to get, you know, to see the retirement of Mickey James? You know, we know what a badass Deanna is. But, and to be fair, it got pretty near a few times. There was quite a few near falls. We got Mickey was in the Venus de Milo at one point. You know, so there was a lot going on. We had a lot of sort of kind of like, you know, two count kickouts and stuff going on as well. But of course, eventually Mickey gets the win. But it's then confronted by knockout champion Jordynne Grace, who then offers Mickey a shot at her title on January 13th at Hard to Kill. I don't want to talk about it too much because we've already talked about that at the top of the show. But I think this was set up reasonably well. I was a little bit shocked. I didn't expect it because, like I said earlier, I thought that we were going to go a little bit longer with this sort of kind of like last rodeo thing. But again, like you say, you know, we can't guarantee Jordan's going to win. We can't just assume Jordan's going to win. Mm. You never know. Mickey might pull off the upset.
Yeah, anything's possible.
And hold that title one last time, you know, to make it what, six times? Would she become six or would that be seven?
It'll be six.
It would be, wouldn't it? Be six-time knockouts champion. Yeah. You know, just to finish her career off and then take it through to someone like Slammiversary, where maybe she loses to someone like Masha Slamovich or something, who we're all been calling to become champion. Be quite nice for her to pass the torch, I think, to someone like Masha. Do you?
Yeah. It would be interesting. Or if she loses it to Deanna Purrazzo, that keeps Deanna Purrazzo around, and then Deanna Purrazzo will lose it to Masha Slamovich. That rematch we never got between Deanna Purrazzo and Masha Slamovich finally coming around at Slammiversary or Bound for Glory would be amazing.
Yeah, that is a good call.
Any reason to keep Deanna Purrazzo around is a must as well.
Yes.
Oh, and Zach is pointing out the tights thing.
I
noticed that. Yeah. That really pissed me off. You know, Deanna Purrazzo did it. No one said anything. Mickey James did it, and even like Matthew Raywald erupted. He had the British show. If he wasn't on the headset, he would have been effing down.
maybe Deanna Purrazzo's time in this whole story is not done.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe they will obviously link that in as like, well, okay, you beat me, but it doesn't count. Or maybe we're going to see a slightly kind of more crafty side to Mickey going forward or something.
Or maybe, you might get our special cocktail of a triple threat.
We love a good three-way on this show, don't we? We do love a good three-way.
I am the f***ing greatest.
Oh, yeah, she is. Big fans of that lady. Anyway, so once that was all done and dusted, we are then treated to what can only be described as a masterpiece of a vignette, where EY takes Dina back to where VBD began, and after some discussion, a fight destroyed, the sickness ensues. Dina then obviously defeats the sickness, EY, by stabbing him repeatedly with the shank. This is this basically is the on-screen write-off of Eric Young. I have to say, I thought this was awesome. And it absolutely took me by surprise that not only were they, you know, obviously writing Eric off, you know, we then later found out that it looks like he's heading up north, but that they actually killed him. you know, I mean, there's one thing sending Tyo up north, you know, to jail, or you know, to then actually physically kill someone. Of course, we've seen it before with Ali being killed off by Su Young, the bunny being killed, and that was a heart-wrenching moment for obviously our hive queen Rosemary. But yeah, to see Eric basically multiple stabbed and killed, it was quite a shock. I didn't expect it, but yeah. I thought this was extremely well done. I thought the music was fantastic. There's a bit in the music which reminded me of James Storm, actually. It was, I think it was like
for some reason James Storm crossed my mind as well, and I don't know.
It just all kind of, I thought it was a great choice of music to be playing in the background. It's a sad moment for me as a massive Eric Young fan, as everybody probably knows in the tribe. Big fan of Eric Young. He's a top man and a fantastic pro when it comes to being part of wrestling. You know,
yeah.
But that, you like you say, that closing line from Eway, I'm the designer, awesome. You're the design. You know, I thought it was very cool. Very, very cool. What did you guys think?
Yeah, like you said, it was one of the big moments that we were all building up to, wondering where Violent by Design was going. You know, we had a feeling maybe that Dina was kind of edging closer to the leader, but we had no idea that this is exactly where it was going. And to see EY actually physically killed off, it's one of those moments that will just stay in Impact history.
I think so. It's going to be a crazy moment. But of course, now what we've got is Dina, you know, as the leader by the looks of it. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. So we got Dina, and of course Con and Angels.
And what a group that is. And I'm really happy for Dina.
Yeah, so am I. I think he just deserves it. He really does deserve this kind of push. He's a fantastic human being. You know, if you follow Dina on the socials, you know that he does a lot of great stuff for kids, a lot of motivational stuff, does a lot of motivational speaking and all that kind of stuff. Really, really good guy. And I think it's I think it's great that you know, Impact are now really putting their eggs in his basket to take VBD to the next level.
I'm looking forward as well to seeing what this trio does together as well.
Definitely, because I mean, I'm assuming you're still going to get the Freebird Rule, you know? So, you know, again, it means that they can, you know, we've got the potential for, a tag team. We've got an X Division guy in there. We've also got a heavyweight guy in there. You know, we've also got different combination of tag teams. All we need now is someone like Masha Slamovic to join them, and you've got everything.
Yeah. Well, I say that may not even be the end of it. You know, they may add a fourth member, you know, because there are more titles.
You don't know.
So you just don't know. But you just don't know. As it is, they look like a really menacing group. I mean, they did before, but
Yeah, when you saw them all stood over Eric Young, you knew Dina's got this. And like you guys said, the whole ending to it just left me in shock. I saw that the replay of it on Twitter on Friday, and I was just like, oh my fucking god! And then when I watched it Sunday, it hit me hard, and I watched it again last night, and it hit me harder. But watching it again, it's like, what a way to write somebody off. It's up there with me for when they killed Ali off, or you know, it's one of those moments that you love them or hate them. It's just, it's really sad to see them go and know that they're most likely not going to be coming back now.
Yeah, it's sad. Yeah. Maybe they'll Impact have a funeral.
Know, yeah.
But Impact know how to write someone off in a specific way rather than just saying, okay, you're released.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, I guess they believe that he's, you know, at the end of the day, that's probably his last run with Impact.
Yeah. No, they've obviously had this conversation to sort of say, okay, where are you? Where, you know, what's going on? And yeah, like you say, they've probably had that conversation. And they've written him off in a way that you will remember.
And you'll never see him again. You know, this is a full on, if you're in the UK, EastEnders moment, or a Dallas, a Dynasty moment, where they literally kill a character. The only way he's coming back is if it was in a dream.
Or if he was too young.
Or he comes back as the undead husband.
Yeah. Rosemary killed too young about twice, and then she came back from the dead.
He comes back. He comes back as the undead husband of Sue Young. Is that what you're saying?
I saw someone put in the comments of on the episode, on the Impact that he's coming back maybe as Super Eric.
Yeah, that's it. That's the next one coming back. But yeah, no, I think it was fantastic. It was really well done, well produced. Lighting was fantastic. They did it obviously in the penitentiary, as they call it, there, the prison. I thought it was, I loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
I just expected Dina to beat him up and leave him there. I didn't expect him to actually kill him. And, you know, that was just so, that's the most.
He shanked him, mate.
Yeah.
Shanked him.
Yeah.
You know, just like this. He was shanking him, mate. In the prison, he was shanking him. That one a knife, mate. That was a shank. So it was pretty intense and pretty awesome. But guys, we then...
Your opinion doesn't matter.
Then we moved on.
Eric Young's message to all of us.
Yeah. He's proud of the peacock, though, of that particular ending. Now... The digital media exclusive of the week. We've got Crazy Steve versus John Skyler. Of course, it's apt that obviously we get this, you know, as John Skyler signs his new multi-year deal. I've not seen it, but I have a feeling I've seen this match before because it was at Lariata Pro Wrestling. I think I've seen this. Is an old match. So, but an oldie but a goodie, shall we say. This is not a recent match. I'm sure this happened earlier this year. But I haven't seen it. I can't remember the result. But as always, guys, digital media exclusive matches are worth checking them out. They are available from Wednesday, or is it Tuesday, possibly, to the people that are signed up to Impact Plus, Ultimate Insiders. You guys get it as well. Until the weekend when it becomes free and everybody gets to see it. So, you know, if you're lucky enough to get and see it now, go and watch it. It's a, you know, I'm sure it's going to be a great match. And again, you're getting it before everybody else.
It is good. I had it on in the background. You got to see John Skyler's promo work and how he gets to work the crowd in it really well. And it was really, really good. I have to watch it again because it was mostly audio in the background while I was doing everything for tonight. But yeah, listening to John Skyler protesting that Crazy Steve's going to try and bite his face off and all that, so it was just brilliant. And the crowd really, really getting it behind Crazy Steve. This was good too. It was fun. And I recommend you guys to check it out if you can.
Definitely.
When you can.
I just noticed something. I meant to put this actually in earlier on. Prayers obviously to Barry Windham as well, the legendary Barry Windham, who's going through a tough time at the moment. You know, very similar to, of course, Joe Doran. Much love to his family and friends, and we wish him all the best. I know that earlier this week. I think Scott Damore was pushing the GoFundMe page again. So I think Barry Windham's got one. I think Barry Windham's got one, and Joe Dory's got one as well. So, you know, go in, do that, guys. You know, if you can spare a little bit of money, then please do that. You know, obviously, if you can, then we understand. But if you can, please do so. Just do what you can. You know, like what they say on Tesco, every penny counts. You know what I mean? So, you know, get and do that if you can. Be very much appreciated, or even get over to the Impact website and buy a Joe Doring shirt. As I, you know, I believe all of the proceeds for selling of the shirts are going to Joe and his family as well. So, you know, lots of ways that you can help out Joe. And like I say, go over to the GoFundMe for Barry. That's out and about there somewhere. I'm not sure where, but he's definitely out. There's a GoFundMe out there for Barry Windham as well. But all our prayers and love are with you and your family at this time. So we then move into the BDI match on Thursday night. We've got Trey, like we were talking about earlier, he's now being called just Trey, versus Jason Hotch. Now, you know, again, another fantastic addition to the roster. Jason Hotch is a great wrestler. Every time I've seen him perform, I've really liked him. I like his character, I like his look. I love and he's a great wrestler. Another fantastic talent that's been added to the Impact roster. I think this is going to be a great match. I think we're going to see a real heel version of Trey. I think when we saw Trey kind of changing his look a little bit to the Venom style Spider Trey character, we sort of started to see this kind of like slightly heeler version of him, and we sort of kind of thought, you know, are we going to see Venom Trey, you know, are we going to see heel Venom Trey or whatever. But I think now we're finally seeing it. The only trouble is he seems to be going two-pack. He's like Trey two-pack Miguel. I don't know if you've seen the promo poster. He's got the headscarf and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. It just reminded me of two-pack a little bit. But anyway, I think this is going to be a great match. Did you agree, Steve?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, when this was announced, I just tweeted out, look, take my money, because I've been really impressed with Jason Hotch ever since they brought him in. Out of all the gut check winners, he seems to be the one that Impact is pushing the most, I think. And, you know, he's got star written all over him. He really does. And this match is going to be an absolute classic. I'm intrigued in how it's going to be booked, because I feel like both have that heel aspect to them. So I don't know, maybe if we'll see kind of, okay, who can out-top the other on heel tactics here. But yeah, it's going to be an absolute classic, this match.
Oh, Trey's going to have the most heat behind him because of what he's done to the X Division title. It just so happens Jason Hotch is the guy he's facing. But Jason Hotch has been incredible, and I'm really looking forward to this match too. It's probably one of the best matches on BTI for a while, and that's saying something with all the matches with Yoramura on, because he's been fantastic too. But this is going to be amazing. It's going to be high flying, it's going to be fast, and it's going to be very, very down and dirty.
I agree. I think it's going to be a great match. I'm looking forward to it. I saw somebody complaining that it was on BTI as though that was a bad thing. You know, I have to say, you know, a match at the end of BTI, which is supposed to be sort of kind of, it's the free on social media type show, and you're leading into something, you're setting up Impact. And I think, you know, if you were thinking about watching Impact and you saw a Trey Miguel versus Jason Hotch match, I think you'd watch the show. Again, you know, BTI is kind of like almost like this buy-in, isn't it? It's almost a countdown to the show. So it's definitely worth thinking, you know, if you were to tune into that and then see a shit match on the end, then you're probably less likely to tune into Impact Wrestling, right? So I think it's a good move, putting on good matches like that. And also, it gives them the ability to be able to give them a good 10, 15 minutes on the air. You know, do you know what I mean? Like, they get a good amount of time to put on, you know, showcase what they could do and do a really good job. I think it's going to be good. I think Impact's going to be solid tomorrow. I think BTI match is going to be solid. But we then move into Impact Wrestling. Now, we've got... you know, we've only actually got two matches at the moment, or that's the only two. I can only find two matches. So we've got Savannah Evans versus Taya, which we were talking about earlier, which was set up this past week. We've then got Heath and Rhino versus the Motor City Machine Guns, which is a tag title match. And then we've got Josh Alexander will be in the Impact Zone. That's pretty much all we've got. However, you know, I honestly think we're going to see Eddie versus Delirious. I think we're going to see that because I think that was kind of set up last week, even though it hasn't been advertised. And I'm sure we'll get another match set up during the show.
We might get Mike Bailey versus Kenny King or something like that. Yeah, or Mike Bailey versus someone with Kenny King getting involved.
Yes, exactly. So I think we're going to see a few things, but, you know, we'll see. What's this? Bonus pay. Being on BTI is not the problem. The problem, BTI needs to be back before Impact on Access. Yeah, maybe. But I like the way that they sort of kind of make it sort of like a social media exclusive show. But yeah, you could put it back on TV, I guess. But then I guess if you do that, then you run that problem of the whole, like, it running into... because of when it would be showing on YouTube, it would be running late, wouldn't it? So it'd be running into the show.
Yeah.
Right? That was the problem it was before, which is why they moved the time, isn't it? So, but yeah. I mean, either way, you know, it would work. You know, I love BTI. I think it's cool. You know, don't get me wrong. I don't watch all of it. I watch the clapback moment of the week. I watch Intel and all that kind of stuff. I don't watch the recap.
Yeah.
But I like it. I think it's cool. It's a different format. Josh gets to be Josh, which is cool. Gear Miller gets to be the scoop queen. So it's been a scooper, which is cool. But yeah. So anyway, Savannah Evans versus Taya. Heath and Rhino versus Motor City Machine Guns tag match. And Josh Alexander is going to be in the Impact Zone. It's pretty much what we've got. Plus, I think we're going to get a couple of other matches as well, but possibly be promo heavy. Leading into this weekend's TV tapings.
Yeah, which will be the end of coming up. Just will be leading to the end of the year.
The Winter Wonderland in Florida tapings. Is that right?
Wonderland. Yes.
Yeah, so we've got that going on this weekend. So it's going to be really, really interesting to see how it goes. Like you say, those tapings will be the rest of the year, and then of course, is it the first two episodes or one episode leading into Hard to Kill? I think it's two, isn't it? There'll be two episodes leading into Hard to Kill.
Two.
Yeah. No, there won't. I think there'll only be one.
Friday the 13th. So no, there will be one next year. Yeah, because it'll be Friday the 13th. So it's actually the second weekend.
Yeah,
be the first.
Yeah, because so you'll get two shows over Christmas. It'll just be highlight shows. That's what we normally get.
Yeah,
I don't watch any Impact over Christmas. I don't. I'm too busy with the family.
That's probably why they do the highlights, isn't it?
Yeah, I get more symptoms over Christmas because there's no Impact on.
Yeah, they do the they'll do the end of year awards and all that kind of stuff, won't they?
Yeah,
yeah.
But we'll see. Yeah. We'll have to wait and see. But guys, you know, I think that's just about all got time for this week. But don't forget to tune in to TNI Impact Review Show tomorrow night, live on YouTube and Twitch, directly after Impact is aired on Access TV, Fight Network in Canada, Impact Plus, YouTube Insiders, and of course, their new distribution partners, DAZN, I think it's DAZN. Don't forget it's available on there as well. Please TNI Patreon for exclusive content when you sign up. And of course, join our Discord where we pretty much talk about everything Impact and or wrestling related, as well as like movies and other sports and all other bits and bobs on there. If you miss Uncle Mark, that's where he hangs out. So go and check him out. All TNI shows are available to all of you listening on the Go Fans. That's audio only via SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen to your favorite shows. We are there. Where can we find you on the socials, Joe?
You can follow me on Twitter at JokeEmptySpace, or you can jump onto Facebook or to Twitter, look for #EmptySpace, #IntoTheVoid, or if you fancy to tickle your taste buds and your sense of humour, #DailyGiggle, but approach with an open mind and you just might keep your sanity.
Fair enough. And what about you, Steve? Where can we find you, bud?
You can find me over on the Twitter at SimplySteve311 for everything Impact Wrestling related, or jump in the Discord and I'll be on there on the TNI tribe. So I'm not on there very often, but you can find me on either of those.
Fair enough. And if you're interested in finding out a little bit more about the Bison. You can catch me over on the Twitter sphere at Lord Bison 45. I don't have no verification tick or none of that crap. I am Lord Bison 45. Go check me out. Getting closer and closer to 2,000 follows. Help me get there. Let everybody know Bison is the man to follow. He talks about Impact constantly. He loves it. And of course, don't forget to go and check out at We Talk Impact on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and make sure that you follow all of the Impact related stuff that we talk about. Don't forget, of course, the new show that we've got showing on the TNI YouTube now, which is the We Talk Indies, hosted by the lovely Ashley Rose. Make sure you go and check that show out as well if you're into the indie scene. But guys, please take the time to help us out moving up the rankings on YouTube by giving us a thumbs up. And if you're new to us and you like what you see, then please consider hitting that subscribe button. And don't forget to give the bell a tickle, a squeeze, and of course a smash to never miss any of the great content coming out from the TNI UK and the US teams every single week. And of course, We Talk Impact, guys. That's what we do. With all that said, I've been Bison. They have been, of course, the Joker and Simply Steve. And this has been episode 112 of Impacted. Take care, everyone.
Take care, guys.
We're Bison!